Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys are all having an absolutely fantastic, blessed day today, as always. And be sure, if you need anything, to check out the website at healthmasters.com with lots of different stuff getting updated on the website right now, including the product of the week. Y'all voted for it, and it won the joint rebuilding formula. Told you guys yesterday they were neck and neck. If you guys wanted either that or the Mega 3, vote for it, and y'all did. And the rebuilding formula won. Very, very effective formula. I know I had a buddy of mine who's been in weights gym for years. He used to bodybuild back in the day, and he just called me up a couple weeks ago, and he's like, man, I need two more bottles of that. He's like, holding me over. And he's on a regular basis. I use it on a regular basis. All of us that have lifted heavy, that have ran, that have done training, that have done heavy sports, you know, that have done extreme sports, as you find you start getting older, the joints start getting a little bit tighter. And a lot of people that I know that have had serious issues with joints, they've used this product and actually been able to prevent having knee replacement surgery, or massively prevented it down until, you know, later on in the future. So incredible product, going to be on sale today, so be sure to check it out, the Joint Rebuilding Formula at healthmasters.com. And the first report that I wanted to cover today, and this was quite troubling, and it's obvious that this is becoming more and more prominent, because this is not an issue that is ever, ever normal in these age brackets. Caden Clymore, who's basically a junior lineman at a high school, had to have 6 feet of blood clots removed from his legs just days before football season began. He was expected to make a huge impact on the field as a junior lineman. His football career came to an abrupt end last month when his dad took him to the emergency room as he was having severe pain in his back and legs. They were confused on what was going on, and under the further investigation, they found that he had blood clots throughout his entire legs, and they had to be cut out and removed. 6 feet of blood clots. Now, this isn't something that's normal, guys. This does not happen in healthy, you know, healthy, very active athletes that are 16, 17, 18 years old. This is not normal. This is something that is directly being caused by the spike protein binding up these blood platelets. This is becoming very normal occurrence for people that have gotten numerous shots. And what's so frustrating about this is, as they're continually showing us all the research showing the Pfizer shot does not work against COVID, showing us all the research that there are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that have been severely, severely injured on the VAERS report. I think we're at 1.6, 1.7 million reports now as far as total in the last year and a half. I mean, it's every single month it keeps growing almost, you know, exponentially now. And globally, with the Euro vigilance, that thing keeps growing as well with all these side effects that keep popping up. This is becoming so prevalent, so blatant, so obvious in everybody's face, yet you now have the main individual, Biden's COVID czar, this complete and total lunatic, Ashish Jihad. He's been President Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor, his czar. He came out yesterday and told everybody, and I quote, in a COVID press briefing, "I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and one for the COVID shot." Now, I really don't even know what to say about this level of blasphemy, let alone this level of just absolute downright lying, when we know what's happening with this shot. And you've got the COVID czar making comments like this. This was right after, additionally, Anthony Fauci, the outgoing chief medical advisor to Biden, who's suddenly now retiring out of nowhere, which I find very interesting, almost like he knows what's going to start happening. He came out and said, "It's becoming increasingly clear that looking forward in the COVID pandemic," which is a complete and total lie, there is no pandemic, "absence of dramatically different variants, we are moving forward a path with vaccination cadence similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine, with annual updated COVID shots matching the currently circulated strains. Some particularly vulnerable groups may need to continue to get even more frequent vaccinations against COVID." What he said there was, the COVID injection boosters need to start matching the flu shots every single year, meaning it's going to be required for everybody to get their COVID booster along with their flu booster. And if you're in a vulnerable group, particularly vulnerable, his words, you're going to get need to get more frequent vaccinations against COVID. If this couldn't be any more obvious of a kill shot designed to do exactly what it's doing, myocarditis, pericarditis, all types of circulatory problems, including enormous blood clots, this is happening all over the country every single day. Yet we're being lied to over and over and over again. I mean, remember when they told us last year, oh, if you get the shot, it completely protects you. It's totally safe, totally effective, 95% effective against COVID in clinical trials, which we found out later on now with the massive surge of documents that have been released. That was a complete and total fabricated lie. Number didn't even exist. Didn't even exist. They completely and totally manipulated the data to come up with some skewed number that wasn't even accurate at all. We find out later on, if you actually look at it, it had like a 12% prevention of severe COVID after the first like week that you got it with your immune system having a massive spike. And then within that week, you had a massive drop-off and had a negative percentage rate, meaning you actually had a much worse rate against COVID than people that were just naturally immune to it within a week. So you have to look at this and go, okay, why are they lying to us to this level? Well, it's very clear. They want to knock out as much of the population as they can in order to get where they need to with their control, the green climate, the gun confiscation, and there's too many people simply. It's just a fact, and as sad as it is to say, this is where they're going with this. I've seen now numerous reports now of California. They're now saying the California ISO is warning imminent blackouts now. They said this is going to become dicey. There's a gap in 2 hours in this evening tonight right between available supply and projected demand. They're blatantly saying, updated today, as expected earlier, California power usage surged to a record high this afternoon, raising the emergency status of the state's electrical system to the highest possible level, which means rolling blackouts are imminent. But hey, guys, remember, you gotta get your electric cars. Come on. Come on. Come on, guys. You got to get your electric cars. You got to plug them in everywhere because, I mean, that's going to save the planet. And you can't turn your AC down. You can't do that at all. Speaking of ACs and heaters, Switzerland, this is surprising to me because almost every able-bodied male in Switzerland is either, you know, trained military or active military, retired military, and they keep machine guns. Last time I checked, I think they had G36s over there. Before, I think they had HK21s, which is the 308 platform. They've had multiple variants of machine guns over in Switzerland. The civilian military population, the retired military, you know, military that's in that position where they have training as able-bodied males, which is strange to me that they're actually putting up with this. They're saying now in Switzerland, anyone who violates the country's new heating rules will be forbidden from basically able to do a whole lot of stuff, including they will be fined. Depending on the severity of the violation, the individual's economic situation, fines will range from 30 to 3,000 Swiss francs, which that's a lot of money. It's like $3,000, and possible jail time. They said they forbid anybody from setting their temperature above 19 degrees Celsius, which is about 66 degrees in the colder months. They also said hot water can only be heated up to 60 degrees Celsius, and radiant heaters are banned entirely. Now, you got to ask yourself a question. This entire situation, they're claiming, this is what they claim, I'm not in Europe, this is what we're claiming, is because of Russia. Russia, cutting off all this pipeline, not wanting to send them stuff because they're not wanting to pay from rubles, and they're also not wanting to buy from Russia. It's all Russia's fault. However, it was the very sanctions that United States and Europe did to themselves against Russia that is causing this. So it's funny because you have the Euro government, the EU, over there saying, well, this is all Russia's fault because, you know, Russia can't be allowed to go fight with Ukraine. But at the same time, you have the United States giving Ukraine $60 billion in total aggregate now, $60 billion in total aggregate to one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world. According to online reports, and including Wikipedia, Ukraine ranks number 3, the third most corrupt. And I would personally put that or behind the United States because I think the United States is probably the number one most corrupt. But Ukraine being the worst as far as out of the top 3. And they're saying here that basically this is totally normal. This is totally normal. Everybody needs to get used to this in Europe. Everybody needs to get used to this in Switzerland. This is the new normal. And I personally think that's exactly what they're trying to do here. I think they're trying to create this new bizarre dystopian with this net zero future where anybody who defies climate change or energy lockdowns or doesn't want to have their AC at 85 degrees during the summer in Florida is essentially going to be deemed, you know, this combatant now. Or they're going to have their electric, you know, raised through the roof. This is where they're trying to go with this. This didn't just happen all of a sudden. This has been a very careful, calculated plan for years and years and years. And when we said this during COVID, that they were working, so multiple reports, multiple, you know, articles that came out that talked about how great the COVID lockdowns were because it really helped make the energy sector more green and it prevented pollution and it prevented people from doing anything. They said this, and they blatantly said the next thing we may need to do is have energy climate lockdowns in order to prevent climate change. What do you think they're doing right now, guys? You can't take your heater over 66 degrees. You can't take your water over basically 60 degrees Celsius. You can't take hot showers all the time. You can't have radiant heaters. You can't turn your AC up in California. You can't plug in your car. This is legitimate climate lockdowns, and they're blaming it on the heat wave, which in most cases, a lot of this very strange weather we've been watching, in my opinion, has been massively contributed to HAARP and the other weather warfare tactics that have been used now for decades, all the way back from Vietnam. You can look at the reports from the Air Force that talks about weather warfare as a force multiplier. It's right online. They discuss in detail how they will own the weather by 2025, literally own the weather. They will be able to change and control any aspect. They want a hurricane, they want a tornado, they want a flood, they want a drought. They can change it within a whim. They've got the technology to do it. But yet suddenly we're supposed to believe this climate change is just, oh, because we've heated up the planet too much because we're driving Priuses instead of electric cars or these pesky pickup trucks. Guys, it's all designed to do one thing, and that is force control and more submission, just like they did with COVID lockdowns, just like they did with non-essential workers, just like they did with the mask, just like they did with the shot schedule and getting everybody to fight with one another. This is the next phase because COVID is phased out, yet they're going to keep it in place with these shots. This is the next phase of the climate change. So again, get your research together, especially when you get some of these really, really moronic people that want to argue about it on this topic. Make sure you have your research in check and you know how to rebuttal them because this is, again, going to be the next phase of misinformation on climate change because you said this wasn't happening and you said this is unnecessary. We're going to block you and ban you on social media for climate misinformation, just like they did on social media with COVID misinformation on a regular basis. You can see that happening already right now. What do you think, Dan?
Great opening. The thing here I've got to cover with you real quick is that, you know, this whole thing with the clots and the removal of the clots from the veins, this is happening a lot. A lot. I mean, there's millions of people that are being reported to the adverse reaction systems, you know, in Europe and the United States. And remember, only about 1 in 100 get reported. That means there's hundreds of millions and quite frankly, if not billions of people that are already being affected by the clot shot. And that's why we call it the clot shot. And we need to understand that this thing is dangerous. It really, really is. Oh, and by the way, I want to thank you guys so much. Many of you have contacted me at askdrtedb@yahoo.com. And I really appreciate that, but you don't need to send test emails to me to see if it's legitimate. It's me. I got all these test emails. Is he really giving us an email? Again, it's askdrtedb@yahoo.com, and I will do my best to answer. I answered a bunch of emails yesterday, and it's keeping me busy. And I want to thank you guys for all your encouragement. Janet Joy wrote and said, "I just want to give you a humongous thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers for us listeners, first off, and also for speaking out about the subjects you and Austin talk about. I'm 57 with very few friends because I've always been one to ask questions, not to follow the crowd, and I'm proud to speak out about what's really going on. People just look at me like I have two heads, LOL, but I don't mind because they're really the blind ones and prefer the lies. Like you say, I just shake my head a lot. And I want to thank you for that. I mean, I've got so many people. I got Patricia, I got Michelle, I got Maddie, I got Susan, I got George, I've got Phyllis. This list, I mean, I got well over just 100 yesterday, and we only mentioned it one time. Marilyn, Rebecca, all you folks, I appreciate you. And you guys are absolutely amazing that you're supporting health masters, so many of you, and that you're listening to the show. But I also want to encourage you. A lot of you are asking me really detailed health questions, and I don't mind answering basic stuff, but you kind of need to call Steve up at Health Masters at 1-800-726-1834, 1-800-726-1834. And folks have gone on to say really that they're really excited about the fact that I covered the stuff on aspartame yesterday. And we try our best to be a, you know, world news and health show. But I guess because I've covered that stuff so many times on the show, I'm not thinking about other people that are tuning in or other people who just need encouragement. So I want to cover one real quick thing, and I want to talk about some stuff that's going to be pretty interesting to you, honestly. You guys are going to like what I'm fixing to say as far as what's really happening, who's controlling it all, and what we need to do to fix it. That's the most important thing. But you know, we got to talk about the colon for a second. I can't tell you the importance of proper bowel movements. We've got products on the website that are specifically designed to keep your bowels moving 2 to 3 times a day. Having your bowels move once a week or once every 2 weeks or once a month is not okay. You've got to keep your bowels moving because of a condition called autointoxication. The body reabsorbs about 80% of the water that you take in through your large intestine. And when you've got a toxic, sluggish bowel that's got all kinds of bacteria and growth and yeast in it, it has a tendency to pull poisons back into the system, poisoning the bloodstream, that messes up the kidneys, messes up the lungs, gives you bad breath, gives you body odor, and all that. Keep your colon moving. We've got a really good Atrialo product that just is phenomenal. It's not addictive. It really keeps the bowels moving, and it massively increases the risks of colon rectal cancer when you don't use the bathroom. Just thought I'd mention that. And when you eat high-fat luncheon meats like bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs, which contain sodium nitrite, they react with stomach acid to form nitrosamines. And these nitrosamines, one of the most potent gastrointestinal cancer agents known to man. So you don't want to put that junk in your body. So don't just say no to the bacon, guys. And if you're going to get organic bacon, that's turkey bacon, don't use pork ever because it causes cancer. Get turkey bacon without any nitrites added to it. Really, really, really important. Never, ever put sodium nitrite in your body. If you're going to go get luncheon meat, you know, at a deli, have them check the label to make sure it doesn't contain sodium nitrite because almost all of those do. Now, Boar's Head has a few that don't have sodium nitrite. But some of Boar's Head does have sodium nitrite. So just be really careful when you put those types of chemicals in your body and keep your colon moving. You got to have 2 to 3 bowel movements every single day. If you don't, you got a sluggish colon. You can take that our magnesium glycinate product that's in the capsules. My magnesium brain food doesn't do much for that because it gets absorbed into the blood really easy and helps it go into the brain and chelate aluminum out. And you got to do that every single day, and it really stops brain fog. I take a tablespoon of that every single night along with a total rest to sleep like a baby. That's a part of our sleep like a baby protocol along with melatonin. And so stay frosty on your health right now, guys. It's really, really important. This morning I had another talk show guest, another host, really well known. He does a lot of secular stuff. In fact, he actually has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he texted me this morning, and he said that, he says, "I realize what's going on. That's why I fight so hard 24/7. But God better take charge over the devil quickly, or the USA is finished." Now, I'm going to stop for a second because I got that from him, and I kind of rebuked him on that. Let me explain something to you. And this is why my faith is so strong, regardless of what happened to me a few weeks ago with the passing of my wife. Listen to me. God is in charge, and prayer still changes things. The problem that we have is that the human beings on this planet don't realize the power they have in prayer and the power they have as far as controlling the outcome of what's happening on the planet. It's called freedom of will. God gives us that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but that's not being taught from the pulpit. We can pray all things, but it's not being taught from the pulpit because the church has basically gotten caught up into the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it nonsense as far as the ones that are growing. They're continually just bringing up happy, happy, happy stuff like Joel Osteen, who I like as an individual and as a motivational speaker, but not as a pastor. Now, don't send me letters on that. I don't want to hear it. I know Joel. I don't like a lot of the stuff he said. I don't like what he said on Larry King. I don't like a lot of stuff that he did. But he's a great motivational speaker. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying he's not a pastor, in my opinion, but he's a good speaker. You got to give him that one. The problem we have is that type of groupthink has taken over the churches. And so we're not teaching repentance, and we're not teaching true holiness from the scriptures, and we're not teaching what we need to do as Christians before God. And what Wayne doesn't understand, the man who sent me this text, is this. I told this to him again. I sent him an audio text. I said, the United States has performed 60 million abortions, basically sacrificing children to Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah. Now, listen to me, friends. This is important. And what we've done is we've energized the beast. His mortal wound has been healed. It says that in the book of Revelation. And it's because of all the abortions and all the human sacrifices and all the crazy stuff that these weirdos do in the middle of the night when they're sacrificing humans and killing people and all the other stuff they've been involved with for thousands and thousands of years as based upon the ancient Canaanite religions. Got to get that one through you, okay? But we as Christians are set apart. We have a higher calling. We have a covenant with the Most High God, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, listen to me. The world is controlled by the evil one, period. Jesus even said that basically in the, you know, when he was being tempted by Satan, when Satan showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and said, you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this stuff, because it was his to give because of the deal apparently he made with Adam and Eve in the garden. We got to get that. So human beings who are saved and born again and who've been energized by the Holy Spirit and have the frequency of God Almighty running through their bodies are an anathema to this world. We are. We're the ones that are telling the truth. We're the ones that are talking about Jesus. And have you ever noticed something? Let me ask you a question real quick. Have you ever noticed that when you start talking about Jesus, people tighten up? Either they go, amen, or they go, I got to go. And they start getting really, really nervous if they got to go because they don't want to hear about it. Because you're a Bible freak, you're a Jesus freak, you're a weirdo, and they don't want to hear it because that's how they sort information, because that's what they've been taught by the secular school systems or by the universities or by their unbelievably stupid parents and friends and relatives that they hung out with when they were little. They don't want to hear about the power of the Most High God. They don't want to hear about the great I am. They don't want to hear about the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. They don't want to hear about any of that stuff. But the problem is that we as Christians sometimes will pull back then and we'll say, well, we basically aren't going to talk about that around these people because these people don't want to hear it. No, these people need to hear it. They're the ones who need to hear it the most, along with your Christians that are present, and your Christian friends that have become secular and that are now pro-gay, pro-abortion, all this other kind of stuff, which is completely contrary to the Word of God. So do your best to realize that we can do all things through Christ. Now, what they're doing now, and this is really bothering me a lot, some of these websites that push, you know, tidal waves and the end of the world and doom and gloom and, you know, and earthquakes opening up and, you know, aliens and giants and all kinds of other weird stuff. And you look at their news feeds on their website, it's negative, 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 all the way down. Nothing about the Most High God. Nothing about standing in the aggregate against this evil that has come upon this planet. Nothing about any of that stuff. And here's why. And I'm not saying that they're all like this, but I'm saying a lot of them are like this. They've been COINTELPRO'd. They've been co-opted. They're not thinking about what's happening with Christ or Jesus, though they may talk about Christ and Jesus, but do they have a real relationship with God and with Christ? Ask that question to yourself. To me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. And I've got good news for you. God is still on the throne today, forever and ever and amen, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end, and he is the great I am. That's who God is. So these people who do this to you on this planet and who put this negative news out, oh, we're about to have a complete societal collapse. Oh, we're about to have a structural collapse. What they're doing, this is part of the black magic group. I'm just letting you know that. This is witchcraft. Because what they're doing, they're controlling the attention field of your consciousness. I'm going to be real kind of esoteric here for a second. Because remember, when you start dwelling on that negative stuff, the Bible says to think on the good things. Think on love, peace, right? That's what you're supposed to think of. That's what it says. All good things come from above. But the devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And you guys have heard the term Pygmalion effect. You know, you may have seen that movie, My Fair Lady. And what we expect to have happen is what we literally create because of the power that God gave us when he created us. Because we control the energy field on the planet, which basically is a holographic projection as far as I can tell, because everything is energy. And we're an energy field inside of an energy field. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, our energy field then resonates with the Most High God. And then he no longer sees anything else but us or Jesus through us. And so we become part of him and part of his creation. And when we die to go be with him, we immediately go to heaven. We go right to the throne room with God. And we can talk with the Most High. We can talk with Jesus. We can commune with the Holy Spirit. We do all the things we want to do and not be dealing with all of this stuff down here on this planet. This is why these evil things hate us, because they can't figure out the soul thing. They can't figure out how we have the ability to live forever when we accept Christ to be with the Most High God. Think about that for a second. See, when Sharon passed a few weeks ago, I grieved. I did. I mean, it was awful. But I also realized this. She is with the Most High God now. She now basically is seeing what we're all going to see. She has victory in Jesus. For death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Remember that. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the world. Now, does that mean we shouldn't prep or we shouldn't pray or we shouldn't basically be thinking about the future and store up some food and be prepared? No, do all those things. But dwell on Jesus. Dwell on God. Lean on him, especially nowadays as these times are happening. But think about it. If we've basically killed 60 million children through abortion and sacrificed these children, in many cases some of these abortion clinics are full satanic centers, and we've committed these little children in a sacrificial ritual, and this has happened, and we've allowed it. It was law of the land for half a century. If we've done that, why is the United States different than ancient Israel that was judged by God for doing the exact same thing? The difference is that, you know, we have patriots here and Christians that are standing in the gap for God and for Christ and for Jesus and for all the rest of the things that we believe and we know that are true. But God is a sovereign God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Does that mean we're going to have a total, complete collapse of the United States? I don't think so. I really don't. I believe that we as Christians stand in this gap and we can stop it. But the problem is that we haven't told the truth in the school systems for almost 100 years. You know, with the Frankfurt School and all the stuff that came in with cultural Marxism and all of the stuff that came in with Skinner and Maslow and all the things that we taught the school systems, and we put them on a conditioning program that forced these children to obey us, to repeat what we tell them to say. Otherwise, we give them Fs and Ds and we don't pass them. It's just what we've done. We've conditioned the entire generations now for almost 100 years to be good little Marxists, good little communists, good little slaves. And so we have these groups and these people on these websites. They're all this negative, 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 negative all the way down. Guys, listen to me. They've already tried to collapse the economy. They haven't been able to do it because of mom-and-pop businesses. They can't do it. They don't have the ability to do that until they let Amazon come in and take over everything. Then they can control full distribution of everything. That's why I tell you, don't go do business with Amazon. This is awful. Yeah, and that's why we tell you, just support your local businesses. They say, well, it costs an extra $3 to buy that lock there. I can get it on Amazon cheaper. Stop it. Pay the extra $3 or don't buy the lock. Just avoid being involved with all of these people that are the doomsday people and the naysayers. Just avoid it, because we're Christians. We're called to a higher level of accountability. Our attitude is everything with us. Now, I'm going to give you some real interesting stuff real quick about the energy fields around the planet, what we do. What we understand is this. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're spraying us with piezoelectric crystals. They're basically, you know, shifting frequency to upconvert microwave energy into biodigestible light. They're sending light waves into our DNA. They're reading out information of the DNA. They're tracking people through our cell phone trackers. You know, they're using sea-based radar systems. You know, they're using Gwen towers, cell towers, Doppler radar systems. All these antennas globally are being used to control the atmosphere, which is controlling the rain precipitation, which is controlling the food production. All of this stuff is happening all the way around me. But remember this, you know, they can also insert certain energies through the HARP antenna or these other fields and basically control our very minds if we allow them to. We can't allow ourselves to go into a state of despondency and be depressed. It's not okay, guys, because we are called by the Most High God. So if these people come after you, say, I bind that in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Christ over my heart, my mind, and my soul, my mind, everything, and I station angels all around me to prevent this from happening. And if you want to, get yourself a doggone Faraday cage and put over your bed at night, or just turn off your Wi-Fi at night, which is really the most important thing you can do, which we've told you that so many times. Unplug the stupid thing and don't sit inside of that frequency thing. I can't tell you how many marriages. I had another friend of mine yesterday contact me. His wife and him are basically are getting a divorce. They were married for 32 years. They've got five great children. The wife is a beautiful young lady, and she just basically has decided that she no longer wants to be married to this guy who's been a great provider and a great husband. And I'm going to say this, I'm not going to mention any names, but she cut him off physically 8 years ago as far as their personal relations. I'm not going to go any further because it's a PG show today. And I told him yesterday, why would you do that? See, let me say something to you. I'm going to meddle for a second, so don't get mad at me. This is so important. The Bible says that we're not supposed to deny each other, you know, when we're basically married to have physical relations. Except for a time of fasting or prayer or whatever we need to do, or if somebody's sick. If somebody's got a really bad cold or the flu or COVID, you don't need to try to mess around with them. There's no point in doing that. Just leave them be and let them get healed. But we've got to remember that when we're married and our wife wants to talk to us about, you know, going to the other room, and her husband wants to talk to the wife about going to the other room, you kind of need to do that most of the time, because it's important. Because this is one of the reasons that these guys and a lot of women now have gotten addicted to pornography. Gosh, it's no good. I mean, that's all of Satan. It's all that Kabbalist, Luciferian sect that runs Hollywood. They run the entire porn industry. And they want you to be addicted to this stuff because it destroys marriages. Now, I'm not saying that my friends were involved in any of that because I certainly don't know. And I'm sure they weren't because they're supposed to be a good Christian couple. And I know the husband is. But the point is this. We have to be careful with our marriages and what we believe. And we've got to continue to encourage each other and uplift each other and support one another. That's the most important thing, isn't it? Support. You do a good job, you know, you tell your wife, I did this today, and she goes, I support you, honey, I love you. Or you do a good job, and your husband tells you, I support you, honey, and I love you. And then make sure you maintain the physical touch and the intimacy in your marriage. Hold hands when you're in public. Hold hands. I don't care if you've been married for 50 years. Hold your wife's hand. Hold your husband's hand. You know, sit on the couch and just lay there and have her just, you know, just scratch your head. Whatever you need to do to maintain physical intimacy. And work with each other's love languages to help each other to maintain a really good marriage. It's really important now, guys, as these times are starting to grow short. And then what they want to do with us, they want to connect us into that cell wave, that cell tower system now with the 5G, and they want to connect us into that quantum computer. I told you about that. This artificial intelligence, remember, this artificial intelligence is just another name for Lucifer, okay? That's all that is. Because he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere. So when he connects into you into a D-wave computer, it allows him to become omnipresent on this planet. Heck, he may not even be on this planet right now. You don't know what he's doing. He may have been condemned on this planet. I don't know what he's doing. Heck, who knows? Don't really care. He is of no interest to me because I serve the Most High God. But I do know this. People who follow his leading and his direction get really, really weird and really, really twisted. Do you think it took, you know, a week for the entire planet to be evil all the time and for every thought of every man to be evil all the time in Genesis chapter 6? It took a long time to do that. It took several thousand years to have that happen from the beginning to basically Noah and the flood. But this is what he always does. He comes in to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And that's why he's doing the transgender stuff. That's why he's doing all of this stuff in the school systems. But we as Christians have to stand in the gap. Because once they connect us to this quantum computer, this artificial intelligence, which can be used to insert neuro-linguistic programming into your mind, like revenge or hatred, or I've got a really bad marriage. I've got a really bad husband. I've got a really bad wife. And you start thinking on that stuff and you start dwelling on it. Now, here's the problem with that. When that happens, this energetic field that we live in, they start to control what the energy field produces. In other words, have you ever thought about it this way? You know, when you're happy and you're friendly to people, people are pretty much happy and friendly to you most of the time. Now, there's a few people that run around the planet. They're absolutely horrible no matter what you say to them. They're negative. Okay, I got that. You can't fix that. And you run into them every once in a while. Now, you kind of wonder how they get around so much, but they get around. Okay, so you got to deal with those people too. And I've learned just to avoid them. But these demons and these entities and this D-Wave computer thing and this AI, it knows that you create your own reality by thinking about certain things and praying. Gosh, when you pray, you create a field of scalar energy that permeates from your body, and it goes through all of time space because it's scalar energy, and it has no time limit. It goes through the entire universe instantaneously because every proton in the world and the world in the entire universe knows that every other proton is doing all of the time. Understand that. The scalar energy fields have no barrier in time space. So you literally change the entire energy field around you when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why these websites are coming in now. They're putting all this unbelievably negative stuff up inside of you, and they're putting it in your brain. They're turning everything upside down. This quantum computer AI, it picks up on the war. It picks up on what's going on in Ukraine. It picks up what's going on with everything because it can manipulate the energy field on the planet to create more war. You know, it's just this is the technology that's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And that's what the Bible tells us to think on the good, to think about those things from above, because God is love. How many times did he say God is love? To love one another. They'll know that you are my disciple because you love one another. And I love you guys, and I pray for you every single day. You showed your love to us by filling an entire church up with flowers. I'm still overwhelmed by that. I mean, you guys are amazing because I'm trying to tell you guys the truth about all the stuff that's going on. Let me give you an example. If you kind of get up in the morning and you're kind of in a rotten mood. You know, it could be your husband, it could be your wife, and you just start off just fussing at each other. And the entire day becomes that. You go, well, I got to go to work. When I get back, I'll tell you how I feel. I'll give you a piece of my mind when I get home. And all day long, you're just pissed, excuse my language, and you're mad at your wife or you're mad at your husband, and as soon as you come back to the house, rah, 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 like two cats going to each other in the backyard. And you're like, what the heck? Finally, you realize, this is not of God, but what did you do? You set up that negative energy in your house, and it's been permeating there all day. It's kind of stewing, and now you step back into it, and you start right back in on that fight. It's not a lot of marriages break up, guys. why don't you just learn not to burn all your chips? You know, when you're playing poker, which I really don't do, but when you do, and I've watched people do it before, and you got your chips, and you got your hand, and you know how many chips to put into a certain hand, and when you're betting on the pot, let's say you have 100 chips, you know, don't bet your 100 chips all the time. If you've got an issue with your wife or your husband, just, you know, throw a chip in, tell you how you feel, and walk away. It's not worth burning the whole hand, burning the whole chips for to be right about something that's just stupid anyhow that won't matter in 5 years or 2 years or 1 month probably from now. People spend their whole life, like, doing all kinds of stupid stuff. You know, I've had a friend tell me the other day, and I haven't verified this, but it sounds about right. You know, Sylvester Stallone's getting a divorce. Started over a fight about getting a dog. A dog, a D-O-G, a dog. It sounds like something with John Wick. Something happens to the dog, you start a fight, and it escalates. And now they're getting a divorce. And now they're back slamming each other because they basically don't want to be with each other anymore. Don't start stupid fights over stupid stuff. Just let it go. Now, what my wife and I used to do all the time, we'd do what's called an alpha female and a female, alpha female and alpha male override. In other words, I'd tell the kids, go run 10 laps around the house. And she'd go, that's too many. I'm like, you think so? She goes, yeah. She goes, I want to do an alpha female override and just call them back in after 5 laps. And my response was always, whatever, I don't care. And the same thing, I would do the same thing. She'd do something with the kids or whatever. And I'd say, I would need to do an alpha female, alpha male override on this. And she'd say, okay, whatever. Now, every once in a while, something needed to be done. And as a leader of the household and the spiritual head of the house, I'd say, no, we can't override that. We've got to let that go. And we have to let the punishment fit the crime on this one. This has to be this way. And she would always say, okay, I understand. And then we did another thing, too, that really worked well. If something was really important to me or really important to her, we kind of had an override with each other. And she'd say, this is really important to me. And I'm like, okay. And 99.99% of the time, I would go along with it. And I would do the same thing with her. And it might be something as silly as, you know, what color you want to paint the wall in the house. I don't care what color she painted walls in the house. Who cares? But if it's important to her, let it go. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I may want to paint the wall hot pink, which is being facetious, by the way. I don't really like hot pink. Or fuchsia, which I don't even know how I know that word unless I was married to Sharon. I'd never even heard of the word fuchsia. But the reality is that, you know, I didn't care about stuff like that. You know, she wanted to name all of our children. I thought, you know, Wolfgang was a pretty good name. I thought it would be Austin Wolfgang Brower, you know. I thought that was really cool. She said, absolutely no on the Wolfgang. Well, then I thought, well, when we have Harrison, it'll be Harrison Wolfgang Brower. No, I don't want Wolfgang. And I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Some things just don't matter, so don't make a big deal about that with your spouse. It's really, really, really important because what happens is the rest of the day, it usually goes bad when you do that because this is what this giant electrical field that we live in picks up as far as the frequency. The same thing is true globally. All they're doing is talking about Ukraine. I told you guys in the very beginning that Russia is controlled by the international bankers who control its central bank, and Putin is a figurehead. Now, mind you, he says a lot of really good stuff, especially about communism, about globalists and all the rest. But he's doing the Ukraine war. He could have won that war within 6 weeks. He's pushed it out to 6-8 months now, and basically he's pulling all the armament into the Ukraine. He's fighting this war. He's losing part of it, winning part of it. He could have won it all in 6 weeks. He didn't do that because he was told not to. All these wars are banker wars. They want to control the energy field around the planet. The entire thing that's happening with Europe right now, the entire fuel prices that we've had increased in the United States for absolutely no reason, is because of Ukraine. All these shortages are being caused by this. Europe's in a mess. But they wanted it to be in a mess because, remember their mantra, out of chaos will come a new world order. That's what they're trying to do. And people go to support Zelensky. He dances around in leather tights, in high heels, like a stinking pervert. And yet churches are taking up contributions for the Ukraine. We've given tens of billions of dollars to that god-awful, unbelievably corrupt country that's controlled by the Kabbalists. And we wonder why it's going like this. Well, it's going like this because the bankers wanted to. You know, Mel Gibson said that when they arrested him that one time. He says, all wars are banker wars. And, oh, my gosh, the cabals come after him. This is true. This is exactly what they want to do. And remember, on top of all of the rest of this is this entire synthetic RNA and DNA that's being sprayed and basically being injected into people. I mean, this can be actually a source of pure artificial intelligence. This is just complete and total demonic is what it is. And remember, these demons are ruled by Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, Baal, Moloch, Lucifer, Asherah, whatever you call it, same entity. And they extract energy from humans. The Bible says as a roaring lion that this entity runs about seeking those who may devour. But he can't devour us because we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Because we're like an anathema to them. They don't know what to do with us. They can't absorb us into their energy field because we can't be absorbed because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. And we're different than they are. They know that. They can't take us into their lair. They can't do that because we're protected by the angels and by a hedge of thorns and by the blood of Jesus. So they don't know what to do with us. See, and all of this stuff that they're doing is about transhumanism, about tying us into this AI computer. You know, this AI computer basically is, you know, run by Lucifer. It's controlled through a D-Wave system that operates at absolute zero. And they don't even understand how it works because it was given to them through fallen angel technology. All of this is being done to destroy God's kingdom on this planet. That's why it says our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these entities that rule the world. And we've got to see that. You know, these people that worship the evil one, they say to him, and these sacrifices they do, that they want to participate in his power, and they're going to serve him. And then he gives them power back on this planet and gives them boats and yachts and fancy cars and, you know, and all these weird things that they think are so important, but they don't mean anything. The Hollywood music industry is the best example. You know, the Kabbalah's teachings show them how to call up demons and perform rituals to feed the demonic entities to allow them to turn on the demons and Lucifer in their own lives and allow these demons to change physical reality to accommodate the wishes of the people that are basically doing the rituals. This is why so many of the Hollywood people wear that red Kabbalah string around their wrist. And then you see them, they start off pretty clean, like Katy Perry and all these rest of these people that are out there, and they turn right around, they become Kabbalists, Luciferians, they sell their souls to Lucifer for stuff, because they want a fancy car, they want some more money, they want a fancy mansion, and they think it's important, because they've given themselves over to Lucifer and his demons. But remember this, friends, greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. We're not of this world, we've been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the game is over, you win. You have authority over them because you are now in covenant with the Most High God, who allows you at that point to control your reality by the prayers that you pray and the things that you do. Now, things happen to people that are good people, and the bad things happen sometimes, but the reality is it doesn't affect you as an individual. My attitude is dependent upon how I think and how I see it, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I realize God's in control. And that's what prayer is all about. That's what words are all about. That's what thoughts are all about. If we understand the power of energy, the power of scalar frequencies, and the power of the blood of the Lamb, we can literally control physical reality around us. Now, if people decide to do things they shouldn't ought to do or act certain ways around you, you can't really control any of that because that's not part of your thought pattern. But you can control what you do all the time because you are connected to the Holy Spirit, and that connects you directly to God, who is the creator of the universe. And as Christians, we must reestablish control of this reality that we live in on this planet. You know, we've given the control to the government by voting. And of course, now we know that's completely and totally a sham. But by doing so allows us to blame shift. Well, Trump did this, or Biden did this, or, you know, or DeSantis did this, and we blame it all on them. The government gives control to the military-industrial complex. It gives it control to the intelligence community that's controlled by the black magicians. You know, that's the highest level of the bankers, the black magicians and the weirdos that are running the planet, who are then controlled by the demons who are then basically conspiring with the AI or with Lucifer to push all of this transhumanism on us by controlling this energy field on the planet. And if we understand this game, we can stop it. We just take responsibility for yourself and realize that this whole thing is part of a greater plan and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, listen to me, guys. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We have complete and total victory in Christ. He conquered both death, hell, and the grave on the cross. Like I told you the other day, he decided after 3 days he didn't want to be dead anymore. He resurrected, and all of a sudden, all the demons in hell went, uh-oh, we messed up. We just gave a blood covenant to the people on this planet who believe in him, and not only is it a blood covenant, he's now omnipresent, which means it's forever. Remember that, guys. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember that God loves you with all of his heart, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I want to share this stuff with you today, because I've gotten so many emails about people saying, you know, since yesterday when I gave out the email address, about the people love the Christian teaching that we put out, because it's so different than any other show. I appreciate you. Austin, finish it up. Sorry it went so long, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. The aspect of it you hear a lot of times people talk about all the time is, you know, manifesting the future and manifesting certain things. That's a bit of a secular way to look at it. But what a lot of it comes down to is the same thing you, Dad, was just saying, is that what you think about, what you focus on, what you dwell on, and what you speak. Remember, power of life and death in the tongue. When you constantly talk negative, when you constantly speak negative, when you constantly engage with negative behavior, you're pretty much going to almost always reap negative results. It's just a fact of nature. It's what happens. And that's why you hear certain people and like gurus and stuff that aren't really in the Christian realm. They talk about manifesting the future and basically having positive results by focusing positive and speaking positive. And in that aspect of what they're talking about, they're completely right. They're just not bringing Christ into it. when you see these stuff that Dad was talking about earlier, and they're constantly telling you, like, for example, you've got this – that Kathy Griffin piece of garbage, the one that took the photo of Donald Trump, you know, with a decapitated head for Halloween. The fact that she did that and she did not get investigated by the FBI shows you who runs the show. And she put out something the other day and she goes, if you don't want a civil war, vote for Democrats in November. Now, what is she saying there? She's telling everybody that you're going to have a civil war if you vote Republican. She's blatantly speaking more negativity into existence. And this is the same thing that I've constantly – we try to balance on this show because there has to be a realm of realism. You have to have an aspect of reality that occurs in life. You can't just go along and stick your head in the sand and say everything's great, everything's wonderful, nothing's going on. I'm just going to ignore everything that's happening and everything's going to be great. The problem is you do that eventually, they're going to bring the little bus and they're going to take you to the padded room. They're going to certify you because they're going to say you're crazy and you're not going to do a whole lot with your life. So you have to have a level of realism. You have to have reality and you have to be understand what's actually happening. But that doesn't mean you have to continually dwell on it all the time. And this is what you constantly see, and Dad's exactly right, with a lot of these alternative media groups where all they constantly do, instead of trying to get truth and encouragement, instead of trying to bring topics up and saying, this is what's going on, here's what you can do to combat it, here's the negativity that they're trying to bring, here's how they're lying to you, they simply just say, well, there's another tidal wave that's going to hit us this month that's going to wipe out the whole planet, there's a big comet that's going to hit everything, oh, there's Planet X that's going to wipe out the whole world, and oh, that's before China invades the mainland, and it's constant. Have you noticed that 99% of that stuff never happens, guys? Never happens? Remember the whole Nibiru Planet X for the last, what, decade? They've been saying that every month, next month, the next month, the next month, 2012, 2013, 2016, Planet X was going to hit the planet. It was going to split in half and the whole world was going to fall apart. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to know anything about it if it happens. It'll be right up to God Almighty. Same thing that people talk about these nuclear wars. I've told you repeatedly, they're not going to have a nuclear conflict as far as slinging nukes back and forth to every country with a slingshot. They're not going to do it. They wouldn't have put the infrastructure in place with a 5G and all the other platforms they have because nukes wipe out everything. There's nothing you can inhabit. It's all gone. But of course, they can keep that fear porn going. And the same thing I told you with Ukraine. And Dad's exactly what he called out. It has driven me up the wall. I have left and stopped going. There's a whole lot of churches in place I don't support. They're constant bantering. We need more money for Ukraine. We need to give more money. Donate more money for Ukraine. I'm like, dude, you guys can tell Ukraine to kick rocks. We already gave $60 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. I owe that country nothing. Now, I'm not saying there aren't good people there. I'm not saying there aren't good Christian Ukrainians that are there that are dealing with it. They're in the middle of a conflict, by all means. And if you have family members that you know are there and you need to support them, by all means. But throwing Ukraine government blank checks to do whatever they want with however they want, with whoever they want, give me a break, guys. That's not Christian, nor is that constitutional, or what happens in a republic. You don't start handing out blank checks to the third most corrupt country in the world because the government told you to do so. It doesn't work like that. So again, keep the focus on your faith and keep positive as much as you can. You got to deal with the truth. You got to deal with the garden of weeds, as Jim Rohn always says. But that garden of weeds can be a beautiful garden of flowers. You just got to handle it accordingly and do the things you know how to do. It's like I've told people before. I've had a lot of people email me and they go, man, I got the shot. I'm having these health problems. I said, okay. My first question is, are you going to be getting any more shots? And if the answer is resounding, absolutely not. I can't believe I did this. I said, okay. Let me show you some protocol with the magnesium brain food to help out with the brain and chelate it, the vascular relaxant, the vitamin E, the HGH stimulate. Get those capillaries open. Get those arteries open. Get all the circulatory system open. You know, make sure you're taking the vitamin E to keep the blood thin, the GHI cleanse to help detox the body. And I've seen a lot of positive results from it. But when people call you up and they go, oh, I need some help with this. I'm having all these health problems. I've got my fourth booster. And I'm like, okay, well, are you done getting it? Well, they got the fifth booster coming out, man. They got the fifth booster coming out. So I'm probably need to get that one too. But you got to tell me right now what I need to do. The answer is, man, you need to call up somebody else. I literally don't have the time or energy to do that with people anymore. I used to try it all the time. I used to try to convince people to take care of themselves. Now I'm just tell people, here's the facts. Here's what's going on. Like Dad said yesterday with aspartame. I encourage people to listen to that show. Do your own research on AskPM if you want. We got dozens of articles on the website. But don't sit there and call me up and keep saying, man, I don't know what's going on with me. I keep drinking diet sodas because I want to drink them because I'm addicted to them. Guys, listen, everybody gets addicted to something. It's a fact. You get addicted to work. You can get addicted to caffeine. You can get addicted to alcohol. You can get addicted to pills. You can get addicted to all kinds of stuff. But it's up to you to make the changes to say, you know what? I'm not going to go down this realm anymore. I know I've got an issue with this product, this compound, this thing, and I've got to address it. And I've got to reflect on myself that I have a problem with it and I have to handle it. Does that mean you can't ever use it again or go back to it again or work with it again, depending on what it is? Obviously, there's some things you don't ever need to touch. But you can say, okay, I need to have balance with this. I need to have accountability. Have somebody to talk to. Say, listen, I'm having a problem with this. You know, I need you to help me out. I mean, if I need to call you, I need to call you. And support people with one another right now, because a lot of people are going through stuff. And a lot of people don't want to talk about going through stuff. And I get it, especially us guys. You don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about feelings. You don't talk about that to people. No, we don't talk about that. But it's sometimes, guys, you've got to talk about stuff. Sometimes you got to say, okay, listen, I've got an issue with something. I need help with it. And find somebody that's accountable with you. Find somebody that can be discreet with you if you need to. Say, I need some help with this. And help give it to God and pray and dwell on the positive things that are going on in life. And I promise you, it'll help you out a lot. Also, too, in other news, something that I wanted to address right now with shipping. Not in our aspect yet. Right now, shipping is incredibly fast with what we're doing. We're keeping everything at top tier. But they're now talking about – UPS is talking about going on a strike sometime within the next year. Well, now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because this happened in 1997, and UPS went on strike over conditions, and basically it slowed down packages for about 15 days. I don't think for one second that this is coincidental timing right now, as UPS is pretty much the biggest shipper in the entire world. They dwarf FedEx and Amazon and stuff. Those guys get stuff around, but they're having their own problems. FedEx, I told you, I don't even use FedEx. I've had so many nightmares with them, including the issue with I had food buckets coming in, and they'd call me up and say, hey, you got a pallet of food buckets here at our distribution facility. We don't need drivers bringing it out to you for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. And I'm like, you're in Orlando. You're 50-minute drive. Yeah, sorry. Let us know if you go on to come get it, or we'll get it out to you at some point at some time. I've literally had to drive a trailer out there multiple times now and pick stuff up from them because they just don't get it to me. Now, UPS has been a lot better than that. If UPS goes on strike, you can mark my words on it, it's going to cause a massive distribution problem in the entire country. So that being said, and this is why I always say this, it's not being paranoid, it's not being weird, always have backup contingency things that you may need. If it's something like HGH Stimulate that you use on a regular basis to help out with your blood pressure and energy, make sure you got an extra can on hand. If it's something like storable water, you make sure you're running water distiller and distilling waters and you're putting them in big jugs and bottles, make sure you got a couple extra jugs. If it's something with food, if you're keeping stored food like organic food buckets or simply beans and rice or high-quality food, make sure you know, okay, I need a little bit here and now. Don't wait until everything goes sideways. A lot of times people are very, very apt to wait until the last second and panic buy. This is why you saw Joseph have the dreams in the Bible. We talked about having 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. That wasn't because God was trying to scare him. It wasn't because God was trying to be negative. He was saying, listen, there's going to be 7 years of pretty much anything you want, and then there's going to be 7 years of nothing. So I'm giving you a heads up right now. The wise man sees calamity and takes, you know, basically prudent applications to handle the situation. This is what people have to start getting through their head with a lot of this stuff. But by all means, don't operate on fear. Operate on wisdom and operate on discernment for anything that you may need. I just want to throw that out there because UPS, I haven't heard them talk about this for years. In 97, long time ago, they did this when I was like 9 years old. They stopped everything. Like 80% of packages stopped for like 15 days. And now UPS is much, much bigger than it was in 1997. So just be aware of that. And again, act accordingly if you need anything. Also, too, in research that's coming out, this is positive news, guys. Kansas School District out of Fort Miley Middle School has now agreed to pay a settlement of $95,000 in a civil lawsuit brought on by a teacher who was suspended for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of a self-declared tranny student. Pamela Richard was asked basically, that she had for a religious exemption to rule, she was allegedly denied. She claimed the school district forced teachers to lie to parents about students and their trans status, and even asked teachers to not use trans names during parent-teacher conference in order to revealing any sensitive information. But then, when the teachers were by themselves with the students, they were demanded that they call the students by their trans name or their preferred pronouns. And Pamela Ricard said, no, this is absolutely unacceptable, unchristian. I want a religious exemption on this. If the parents are in need to know their minor child is wanting to go this direction, they deserve the right to know. And I don't have to call little Billy Bob, she and her over here, because that's what little Billy Bob has his perverted communist other teacher telling him he needs to do. It's all about indoctrination. I told you guys before, my 5-year-old son, sorry, my 6-year-old son, my 4-year-old daughter, Hunter wants to be a T-Rex sometimes. Runs around as a T-Rex, jumps all over me. We wrestle on the floor. He's into jiu-jitsu. We grapple. We go in submissions. Sometimes he wants to be Iron Man. Let him be what he wants. Now, he's not running around saying, I want to be a girl and I want to transition to a female now and I want to have gender surgery. You know why he doesn't talk like that? Because I'm not exposing him to perversion. It's not a normal concept for a 6- and 7-year-old to talk about cutting off their appendages. It's not normal, guys. Newsflash, this has never been normal. The only reason it's being brought up now is because the children are being so grossly indoctrinated into it. Protect your children at all costs on a regular basis. I cannot talk that or push that any harder right now with what's going on. So thank you again, my friends, for the continued support. Keep getting the truth out there. Keep standing up for freedom and righteousness. And by all means, keep supporting your businesses, your online businesses, your local businesses that are pushing the truth. And please stay away from pumping money to Amazon. I'm telling you what they're doing. I've been saying it for years. Thank you for supporting Health Masters over that. If you need anything, give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. The product of the week, the joint rebuilding formula, will be up on sale here shortly on the front page of the website. I also will be putting the Sleep Like a Baby kit up on the website as well. Dad had talked about it earlier, and I've been looking at it. A lot of people have been asking me about it with the protocol, with that really, really good protocol on sale. Will be on the front webpage later on. And we also have another product, a very popular one, the D3K2. Looks like I'll probably be doing a sale on that this month to get people prepped up for the fall with a lot of stuff that's happening. So have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay strong as always. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.